Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down,
we're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Connie Glazer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is one of the country's top authorities on women in business. You've seen her on television. You've heard her on radio, certainly on this show, many times before. She's been all over the place talking about the significance of women in the marketplace. And, of course, as you know, those of you who've been listening to my show know that's one of my favorite topics. She's the co-author of a book called What Queen Esther Knew, which is becoming one of my favorites. And she's our good friend, Connie Glazer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim.
It's good to have you here on Halloween. And I don't have to wear a mask, but I know you do. And so, what are you going to trick or treat as today? Have you decided?
Well, I think I'm going to do my standard witch costume. You know, my
you brought your broom with you. your teenager does.
My teenage sons think it's inappropriate to get up for me. I've got the broom by the door. That's about the best workout that the broom is going to get this week.
Yeah. Connie, one of the things you've been having a lot of fun with is are some of these myths about which gender does what things in terms of talking and gesturing and lots of different things. I know you've been having some fun talking about that. And
right.
Why don't you give us some ideas about what you've been doing?
Well, the first book that I wrote, Jim, is entitled More Power to You, How Women Can Communicate Their Way to Success. And it takes a look at differences in communication styles between men and women. And in the book, we don't suggest that one way is right and one way is wrong, but we come at this game of communications from very different cultures. And it's important that we recognize that other culture enable us to communicate effectively and to partner in the workplace. For instance, yesterday I did a seminar at Georgia Tech. There was a woman in the group who was saying that she really feels dismissed when she's at a meeting with men because they don't ask for her opinion.
Mm-hmm.
She is of the mindset that someone needs to ask you for what you are thinking. And she was very patiently waiting her turn and raising her hand and had her hands folded, waiting to be brought into the conversation.
Right.
Well, that's from her culture. Little girls learn to wait their turn, raise their hand, be patient, be polite.
Yeah.
The men, on the other hand, are sparring with one another.
That's
they
right.
are into it. They're
Rough
not waiting
tumble.
For one person to finish his sentence before the next one jumps in. The men were surprised to find out that this woman felt excluded.
Yeah.
They thought she didn't have anything to say because
exactly.
she didn't jump into this verbal fracas.
Mm-hmm.
So it was only by understanding each other's culture and what the expectation was that she understood that if she had something to say, she needed to figure out a way to get it in.
Right.
They needed to understand that her silence was not due to the fact that she didn't have opinion, but that she was waiting to be brought in.
Have you seen this on television before with the talking heads when the political roundtable kind of things? I notice this all the time. And these are ladies who are, not exactly shrinking violets. And they're certainly very smart ladies. And they certainly have, most of the times, they have one of the most, some of the best things to say of the group. But the guys, tend to rise up and be a little more boisterous than the ladies do.
Absolutely. In fact, this is interesting. Office Depot puts on a fabulous women's conference
right.
down in Florida every February.
Yep.
And 2 years ago, their keynote speaker was Madeleine Albright. And at the end of her presentation, she did a Q&A. And one of the questions that was asked was, what is your best advice for women coming up through the ranks? And, of course, being an expert in this area, I am fascinated and I have enormous respect for her. And she said, learn how to interrupt. And, at first I was a little bit taken aback, and I was thinking, well, what kind of advice? That's your best advice? But then she went on to say that when she was at Harvard and even when she was a Secretary of State in the Clinton administration, she said she'd be sitting around the table waiting for her turn to say something to that was of importance.
Right. Right.
And the guy sitting next to her would say the very same thing. And she's thinking to herself, well, I knew that, and I could have even said it better.
In fact, she thought of it first.
Exactly. But she was waiting for her turn.
But,
now,
Connie,
if...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if at that level we're still waiting, then we need to figure out a way to have a voice and to be heard.
But let me ask you the question. When it's just a bunch of women around the table, you guys aren't reticent like that. I mean, you guys are all over each other.
But the thing is, when it's just women, we know what the rules are.
Connie, wait. Don't give me that. When women are around the table, there are no rules.
There are different rules.
I've seen one of those round tables, and there are no rules.
Well, sometimes it does turn into a gab fest. This is true.
Now, I didn't say that. You said that.
And I did. I said sometimes. But that's more on the personal side than it is on the professional side. I would say in business, typically women know they have the I talk, I shut up, you talk, you shut up. And if they collide in conversation, it's, oh, excuse me, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Right.
And then we play this kind of polite game, whereas men are much more inclined to just overlay one another in conversation.
Well, and you know, the other thing that happens, and I've seen this and I know you have too, is women who try to break through that barrier, that interruption barrier, they try to do it like a man would do it, and it comes across badly. And they really
it does, and that's the toughest thing for women.
And it's one of the things that's unfortunate for women to have to deal with, because men don't have to, for some reason. But it is an extra discipline that women have to learn, isn't it?
It is, and it's an extra impediment also, because women then are charged with having to speak up and having to get their two cents in, but not at the risk of being viewed as being, quote, impolite or interrupting.
Right.
And that is a tough double-edged sword, and it's a tough road that women have to walk.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, but it's reality. I mean, it's just something, and you know what, Connie? It's nobody's fault. I mean,
it's nobody's fault, that's true.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say it's a collision of two different styles,
right,
of two different cultures. And truly, the best way that this can be understood is by having someone like me come in and explain and take
right.
a look at it and have fun with it. But then that male manager understands that the reason that this woman is being reticent is not because she doesn't have opinion, but she can't jump into the conversation. That's not a comfortable style for
her. It's also, yeah, exactly. And ladies, if you figured it out, mentor another lady who hasn't. 20
Absolutely.
After, we'll be right back with Connie Glazer, an outstanding mentor for women in the marketplace, the author of What Queen Esther Knew. Stay with us, 20 After. We're back. It's 23 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Connie Glazer is our guest. 800-531-3815. Toll-free, coast-to-coast. Connie is the author of What Queen Esther Knew, Business Strategies from a Biblical Sage. And ladies and gentlemen, if you know anything about Queen Esther, you know that she persevered. She carved out her niche in a time when women weren't supposed to do that. And she was a very important personality in biblical times. And her story and her life and her lessons endure today, especially in the form of Connie's book. And Connie, I want you to tell us where it's available, please.
Well, should be available in all your local bookstores, but definitely we know if they're sold out in the bookstores that it's available both at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
And they can order it for you, too, can't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Your bookstores, if you want it to come from your bookstore and they don't have it, they can order it. The last name is spelled G-L-A-S-E-R, Connie Glazer. And it's G-L-A-S-E-R. Check that out. And it's What Queen Esther Knew. Connie, if somebody wanted to contact you, you mentioned earlier about the possibility of bringing you in to help you with the communications of your group within themselves and also with customers. How would they do that?
Well, either they can contact me through email, which is Connie Glazer, C-O-N-N-I-E-G-L-A-S-E-R, at AOL.com. or go to my website, which is connieglazer.com. And you can communicate with me from there. I do a lot of work, Jim, in this area, doing seminars and doing consulting with Fortune 500 and also smaller companies in terms of how they can market effectively to women and how they can motivate and retain the women on their staff. And how women and men, as we were talking about in the earlier part of the show, how they can partner and work together effectively, how they can collaborate, how they can not be separated and divided by the differences, but actually build on the different strengths that each brings to the table.
And both sides have some things to learn about that. And it's not just the guys. It's not just us knuckleheads, Connie, who have some things to learn about this, isn't it?
Oh, it's the knuckleheads and it's the prima donnas. We got it on both
sides. She said that, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't.
Well, you lured me in, Jim.
You took the bait, too.
Equal time.
And you took the bait.
Actually, let's look at it from a positive perspective. Both men and women have strengths that each can benefit from in the workplace. And only by taking a look at this larger picture and in doing it with a great deal of humor as well, to see what the differences are, how we can bridge the gap there, and
right.
how we can build effectively.
You probably didn't know that I was going to ask this, Connie, but you mentioned the humor, and I'm so glad you said that because, as you know, as hopefully you can tell, that's an important part of my life is to try to, one of my goals is to have fun. I mean, if we can't have fun, let's forget about it.
Well, I'm with you.
But there is this political correctness thing that's in there, and how do we reconcile the fun with the political correctness? Sometimes the political correctness takes the fun out of life.
Well, I think we just have to be a little bit cautious about what constitutes humor, and we don't want to use humor at anyone else's expense.
Right.
A lot of times when I'm working with groups, I think the best source of humor can be just one's own personal anecdotes, experiences that you have had. Sometimes you get blindsided yourself by what's going on, and by sharing those with other people, particularly for women who tend to be less adept at actually telling jokes because it's a little bit more risky, and a lot of times we don't feel that comfortable with that. But being able to see the humor in everyday events and being able to share those in an appropriate way is a great use of humor.
There's no question about that. Let's talk about a couple of the truth. You got some true and false questions here. I think we've already answered the first one. In a mixed group, women talk more than men do. Have we already
let me add this about that because I think that this is very interesting. What the researchers found out, all right, so the question is, true or false, audience, in a mixed group, women talk more than men do. Well, the stereotype notion there is that women do talk more. The key phrase there is in a mixed group.
Mixed group, right.
Because that changes it.
As we talked about earlier. Number two, women use more gestures, facial expressions, and active body movements than men. True or false?
Well, that happens to be true.
Yeah, that's
and
what I would say.
And it can be
said.
A very good thing, for instance, when women are making a presentation or they are trying to establish rapport with someone, the body language, the smile, the eye contact can be very positive. On the flip side of that, it has been suggested that being so animated and being so transparent can also be women's downfall in a negotiation situation
right.
where you're giving all the cards away.
I saw a lady gave my wife and me directions about 2 weeks ago, and I wish I had a video of her. I promise you, this woman needed to be on stage. I've never seen anybody, so she moved every bone and muscle in her body to tell me to tell me how to go four blocks. It was beautiful.
Well, let's just hope when she's negotiating for a salary or for a new car and someone throws out a number to her that she doesn't react that same way so visibly and so animatedly.
I'm afraid that ship has sailed on for her.
Yeah, right. Well,
okay,
sometimes,
one more
although
quick one.
Being animated can be a great asset, it has been suggested that sometimes women need to develop a little bit more of a poker face.
Yeah, a
so
little bit more.
It's not
okay,
always
here.
So
quickly, Connie, I got to wrap it up, but men are better listeners than women. True or false?
Oh, please, Jim.
Of course that's true.
I mean, yesterday in the seminar in Georgia Tech, that was the only one that everyone was unanimous on.
No,
as far as listening goes, women take it. Absolutely.
No. Thanks, Connie. Good to talk to you. Connie Glazer, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I told you we'd have fun when Connie joined us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.